All right, that was an excellent banger. The studio is getting a little hot in here, and that's because it's the summer. And because of the summer, people sweat a lot. I hear that people are washing their clothes. Is that true, Marion?
You know, sometimes I'll wash my clothes while I'm watching Young Justice. Watching Young Justice with my good friend DJ Morning Eggs.
It's a great show, you know. It's one of it's the basis of our relationship, I'd say, one of the pivotal points.
Nick Justice is a young boy, the son of a recently divorced couple of Nick Cage and Gwyneth Paltrow. He's taking place in a karate tournament later that week, and Nick Cage has to go on a quest through New York City in order to perfect the technique his son needs in the karate tournament.
He essentially he adopts the same mentality as Jacob Rand from Iron Fist, and he goes on this quest. You know, he ventures through his old neighborhoods in New York, in upwards Harlem, North Harlem, and he gathers this knowledge. He's quite literally beaten and, you know, battered, you know, to the point where he thinks he can't return to his son. He can't return to his family. And when he actually does make it back to the karate tournament, which seems like, you know, forever ago, it quite literally 5 minutes has passed, and he, you know, walks back into the auditorium, and he says to his son, he's like, "Son, you know, I've been on a journey, and I need you to know, you know, what it is that you need to do to be able to be successful in life."
And through his journey, Nick Cage has to not only deal with his fraught relationship with his wife and son, he must also deal with his own demons, specifically that of the vision of his father who died in Vietnam.
I'm not sure if that's something to laugh at, but
so sorry.
I apologize.
And Nick Cage is Nick Justice in the hit TV show Young Justice.
Catch the second part of season 3. Season 3B on
and send your
July 2nd.
Prayers to Gwyneth Paltrow's father.
Die in Vietnam.
He's listening. But yeah, we're super excited for the big premiere. Thank you.
I remember the line from the Hindu scripture, the Bhagavad Gita. Vishnu is trying to persuade the prince that he should do his duty, and to impress him, takes on his multi-armed form and says, "Now I am become death, the destroyer of worlds."
Oh, how can this be? Just how long till she stripped from me? So come on, baby, and time will all freeze. Ain't no stopping that entropy. Am I just a dog that's found me a bone?
Stop settling down. Size on the sparrow, eyes is on me. my ego's out of control. Can that be avoided? I don't know. I hated myself when I was a boy. And now that I don't, they're trying to take my joy.
We're back. I didn't really prepare anything for this quick segment, but we're keying up some more music for you, so we're just gonna chat while we're waiting. Who has a fun plan for tomorrow? I heard some people start class tomorrow, which is super
differential
fun.
Equations, yeah. Baby. Yeah.
Baby.
Oh yeah, we love differentiable equations.
I do, personally.
I didn't last summer session. I took it. But, you know, it be like that sometimes.
It do be
ready,
like that.
We're ready to learn, though.
Oh, yeah.
Will
oh,
it
yeah,
be
definitely.
Good learning?
It like, will be good learning.
Yeah, hopefully.
We'll make it good learning.
Oh, yeah.
We have the power to do it.
We do.
We have the power to make it happen.
Yeah. Okay. No pressure, but I feel like you have the power.
I think we'll have to show up in the, 6 weeks from now.
Exactly.
And be able to recount.
Yeah.
If they're still around.
Well, exact events.
Please come back. We have 18 listeners, so somebody has something to do with their night.
Oh yeah, let's go.
I mean, yeah. I thought I'd have a response, but
that's tea.
To any of these listeners out there, while I'm not running for the Democratic nomination, I'm working at Mattress Firm. So please come on down to 194 Alewife Brook Parkway and please support a struggling, truly struggling. college grad, undergraduate. Help him make a few bucks. Maybe come buy a mattress.
Have you had any, like, just bizarre customers so far searching for mattresses?
I'm surprised by the sheer amount of people that just come in and, like, just kind of lay around and then leave. Like, obviously, that makes sense, but, like...
No, it's weird.
I don't know. I don't usually chill in mattresses.
It makes you think, you know, how many people make the choice to peruse a mattress store, you know, decide, hey, I'd like to buy a mattress, peruse, then leave.
I mean,
you know,
I'm
how
not
long
gonna
can
lie.
You really last with...
I plan to do that later this week.
Mm. Mm.
To just go to the mattress firm at which Charles worked. Oh, at which...
Hey, it's okay.
DJ Marianne Williams.
Well, I heard a Charles and, also works there.
I mean,
while Marianne Williams
that's
and also
one of their employees.
Yeah, one
yes,
of the
one
employees
of the new
is also Charles.
And the other one is Marianne Williamson, who is also a young boy, a young college undergraduate, you know, working at a mattress firm. But no, I feel like going into a mattress store and just sleeping on the beds, it's like a great way to pass some free time.
Mm.
I feel like there's just like a lot of germs festering on those mattresses.
That's why you go in with a hazmat suit.
They are cleaned very regularly, I will say that.
Oh. Is that insider intel?
I Maybe. I don't really
was that,
know.
Was that not in the addendums in the non-disclosure agreement that you signed?
See, what I signed is none of your business, Jay Morning Eggs, and I appreciate it if you stepped off.
No, that's fine. I respect that, Marion Williams.
Okay. Glad we got that off our chest. Okay, we're gonna play another song.
Minivans, though.
Yeah.
But she believe in shoes and cars, wood floors in the new apartment, couture from the store's departments. You more like love to start shit. I'm more of the trips to Florida, order the hors d'oeuvres, views of the water, straight from a page of your favorite author. And the weather's so breezy, man, why can't life always be this easy? She in the mirror dancing so sleazy. I get a call like, where are you, Yeezy? And try to hit you with the old wapty, till I get flashed by the paparazzi. Damn, these niggas got me. I hate these niggas more than I got.
As I recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Flashing lights.
What do I know?
Flashing lights.
I know it's been a while, sweetheart. We hardly talk. I was doing my thing. I know what was fair, baby. Hey, baby, lately you've been all on my brain. And if somebody would've told me a month ago, front and oh, yo, I wouldn't wanna know. If somebody would've told me a year ago, it'd go get this difficult. Feeling like Katrina with no FEMA, like Martin with no Gina, like a flight with no visa, first class with the seat back, I still see ya. In my past, you on the other side of the glass of my memories museum. I'm just saying, hey Mona Lisa, come home. You know you can't roam
as
without
I
Caesar.
Recall, I know you love to show off, but I never thought that you would take it this far. What do I know?
Not ready yet, but that was just a taste of what's to come, so you can't tune out yet. Or you can go to bed, but you have to listen to us while you sleep.
Stay strong, Cookie. If you're still listening, we love you.
She probably is not. She's a
that's fine
early to bed, late to rise kind of gal. You know,
that's,
you respect
the way
it.
To be.
I know.
Yeah,
she just
yeah.
sleeps always.
Sleep hard, work harder.
Mm-hmm.
Play hardest.
Thank you.
That should be thrown in there.
Yeah,
no,
it's true.
No, I agree. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, Yeah, this is another song.
I'm not afraid to die. blinding the lens with the focus, running with my eyes closed, finding all men's in the woodwork, icy cold, cold braille, mechanical and frail. How do I tessellate to filter the red page?
Hiatus Coyote.
Check wow. them out.
Hiatus Coyote.
One more time for the people in the back.
Can I just get a Hiatus Coyote molasses? Check it out.
That's how molasses should sound.
Yeah.
You know?
They embodied everything that is confusing, relatable,
and viscous.
Just, and quite viscous about molasses just then.
Did you know brown sugar is just... like white sugar and molasses? That's it.
I had no idea.
I did not know that until fairly recently.
Holy shit.
I was today years old when I learned that fact.
And all this time, I thought brown sugar was its own very special thing.
It just grew, you know? Just like normal sugar.
Just pick the sugar off the vine, you know?
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it must have been the healthier alternative to white sugar. As brown rice is to white rice.
Mm. Mm.
No.
Honestly, yeah, I feel like when you look at brown sugar, you're like, that's okay for my body.
Yeah.
It's a marketing play.
Mm.
Like big sugar.
Stay away.
No, honestly, it's true. It's true.
Hot take.
I honestly wonder if that has any influence.
I also wonder if coconut sugar is actually any healthier for you than regular sugar.
What is coconut sugar?
I don't know, but...
How does do coconuts have sugar?
I've seen at the market.
Mm-hmm.
And ooh,
therefore it must.
So therefore it's a thing.
Oh, is it like that coconut like sprinkle?
Yeah, it's like that sprinkle.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah.
It resembles brown sugar, but it is a little thicker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I should be buying that or if all sugar is just horrible for you.
I think.
And you still send it for the deliciousness.
Sugar, yeah, I think you should send it. Okay. And just like eat it in moderation, you know?
I agree.
Like it's fine. Sugar's cool. Sugar's chill. You need sugar from time to time.
Question for the DJs and the host.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to have something, you know, slightly coated in a stickier sugar, call it a Rice Krispie treat maybe,
okay.
or you know, maybe some apple dipped in honey. Do you dip it in normal sugar or brown sugar? Discuss.
Brown sugar. I say because molasses, you know, that that adhesive it applies gives a vastly different experience to the coating of said example food, maybe apple, maybe a Rice Krispie.
Wait, so I'm confused. So we first have the sweet that's already full of sugar, and then we're dipping it in another type of sugar of choice.
If you had to do it. Not, I mean, you might set off a black hole somewhere.
I'd never do this.
This is voodoo. This is not something that someone should just get home from school and say, hey, let's just rip a hole in the space-time continuum. Let's just do it.
Yeah, take them to the edge.
They're not ready for it, Marianne.
By DJ Homunculus. This is not moderation. I repeat, this is not moderation.
Yeah, this is not moderation of sugar, but I can, you know, I can humor the question. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can think in an imaginative world.
Just muse on it.
Yeah,
you know,
what would I do given this situation?
Mm-hmm.
To cancel them out, you might want to take a carrot.
Oh. Maybe.
All right,
dip
Moose.
Dip that in some sugar, maybe.
All right, DJ Moose.
I mean,
yeah, why don't you go ahead and dip that in some sugar?
You take a carrot, you take a nice jar of hummus, then you just dip it in some brown sugar.
Some broccoli?
I like the sound of that.
Brown sugar.
I know what just DJ like Moose have for late night snacks.
Honestly, yeah. As soon as we get home, you better not be in the carrots. If I catch you in the carrots, I'm calling the cops.
I can still just
remember.
They're
already there.
Yeah.
The cops are already there.
They're already there. I'll just yell out the window. I'll just yell, hey, police officer.
Don't look in the van.
DJ Moose is actually grabbing carrots.
On a real note, though, have you guys ever sliced up a banana, put it in a bowl, poured some milk over the top of it, and add some sugar to the top of that?
No.
Because it's really good.
Honestly,
that's going to be a no for me, dog.
I've done that with yogurt. Never with milk, but I imagine that it must... I mean, I'm sure that it's a satisfying experience. Probably one tied to your childhood and family, which gives the majority of its experience.
So you're just eating soaked banana slices.
I
prefer to think of it.
How thick are we talking in terms of slice? Like, is this a good, you know...
That's up to the slicer's discretion.
Does the milk get fully seeped through the banana slice?
Not if you eat it fast enough.
And that's the goal.
That's what the sugar's
like cornflakes.
Mm-hmm, that's what I was thinking.
Oh my god. It's just like a banana cereal. Bananereal.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, That's going to be our segue into our next song, listeners.
Baby, ooh, 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 ooh,
we back.
I'm good. Ooh, yeah. I'm good. And I was the last time, baby. Ooh, 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 ooh.
We back, and 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 we back.
Better than I was the last time.
Raps just made me anxious, and acid made me crazy. Them squares just made me looser, that wax just made me lazy. And I still make this song, and I'ma make another. If you ever actually hit me, better watch out for my brother. Better, I'll take that deal. Gotta watch out for my mother. Get a watch with all that glitters, come in clutters, different colors. Been a baller, been for butler, chauffeur, hit a stainer. Did I stutter, did a ton of drugs, and did better than all my alma mater. Motherfucking money dance, honey's in, gasoline. Those head and piggyback on balance fleet. Balancing on sporadicity and fucking pure joy. Nightly searches for our bed, and I just came off tour with Troy. But I can't complain, I got some motherfucking business. How many lap partners have I fucked since I got suspended? Mr. Bennett, you did it. You did a good ass job. Work, man.
is me flexing my lungs. See them showing they teeth, that's just them flapping they gums. If they biting, I'm snapping, quack, quack, collapse in the lung. Call me Chancellor the rapper, please say the rapper. Magical word, please say Kadabra. Replay the replays, Green Bay the Packers. Remake the teammates and freebase the ashes. Matches the gas leaks, dust to dust till dawn. It's just us and trust your bottom, bitch. My stuff a fucking bomb. I'm the motherfucking fucker, fucking niggas fucking dumb. It's your favorite fucking album, I ain't even fucking done. I'm good.
We have one last sign off.
Take it away, DJ Moose.
DJ Moose to fully redeem himself.
Well, this is DJ Moose, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio.
Bird watching. That was excellent. Really just way to finish the show, right? Thank you.
Pretty beats. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of freeform music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
We'll be right back.
time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. She goes away. Anytime she goes away.
Hey, this is Christian
and Ryan
from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
She heard the talk, how could she not? It was everywhere. Hanging heavy like the smoke in a bingo hall.